MoneyWeb at midday for all your up-to-date stories.
President Ramaphosa's decision to appoint Dina Pillay as Minister of Social Development has triggered a fierce backlash from opposition parties and civil society, with critics pointing to previous findings of improper and unethical conduct during her time as the Communications Minister. Action SA has called the reshuffle proof that the Government of National Unity is protecting political insiders rather than driving accountability. Tough words. Let's talk now to Athol Trollope, who is Action SA's parliamentary leader. Athol, Dina Pillay's appointment, is it simply a bad one, or does it tell us something deeper about the GNU?
Jeremy, look, I must right up front say that I have not known Dina Pillay for very long, but I have served in the agriculture portfolio where she has been the chairperson for the last 2 years. And I believe that she did a fairly good job in that capacity. But she does have a checkered background. And this is our concern as Action SA, because it appears that the ANC barrel is completely empty. And, you know, if they're battling to find a suitable replacement for the Minister of Social Development, imagine their dilemma in a year or two's time when they need to replace their president. I mean, they've had a really, really poor president in Cyril Ramaphosa, but, you know, God knows where they're going to find a replacement, because it just appears that they do not have suitable people. So let's get closer to Dina Pillay and the Department of Social Development. I read an article this morning that I'm sure you might have read as well about the kind of people that have been heading up that department, including, you know, Sisi Tolashe, who's just been fired, and Matabile Dlamini Zuma, who infamously told us that everyone in the ANC has small and young skeletons. These are all people that have come out of the ANC Women's League, and it appears that this particular department is the sole preserve of somebody from the ANC Women's League. Now, that really bothers me, Jeremy, because, you know, women are supposed to be caring, compassionate people. And if you come from a women's organization, you would think that that is what you, kind of person you would be. But if you ask any of the 20-odd million social grant recipients in this country whether they experience care and compassion on a daily basis from this department, and I would venture, you wouldn't find any. So really, we are very, very perplexed and concerned as Action SA that this is the very best that the ANC have to offer.
Athol Trollope, let me ask you this question. In your opinion, is there any room in public life then for political rehabilitation, or is sometimes there are specific ethics breaches that are permanently disqualifying?
Well, let me just tell you, Jeremy, we've got a dilemma in our parliament where we keep having this debate about, you know, fit and proper people. Most recently, we were trying to establish in this committee that has been set up, the impeachment committee, to consider possible impeachment of the president. And there was an endeavor to define what kind of people we wanted to serve on that committee, and that there was an endeavor to say you must be fit and proper. And it was pushed back tremendously, because some political parties have people who are represented amongst their ranks that have got either criminal records or have been implicated in wrongdoing, in corruption, or have been impeached. And it's a problem, because the barrier to entry into parliament is that you must not have been found guilty of a criminal offence and been charged a sentence of more than a year, or not be unrehabilitated insolvent. Now, that leaves the rest open, and unfortunately, our representation in parliament is very short when it comes to fit and proper, and I mean, I say that with respect. I'm also a member of parliament. But it appears that, you know, rehabilitation is one thing. If you're rehabilitated, you must have gone through a rehabilitation process. But that doesn't appear to apply in the ANC. You simply get retreaded. And there's a big difference between rehabilitation and being retreaded.
Let me ask you about social development specifically, Athol Trollope. It controls grants and serves millions of vulnerable South Africans, as you've indicated. What do you think the real risk is if public trust in that ministry is damaged?
Well, look, we've seen in the most recent past, minister and others, they have used this department as, I don't know, as a trough to feed from ANC ministers. Now, if the department that is there to service the most needy in our country, and there are too many people that are living below the breadline that are desperate for social grants, If that is being used as a trough, either for personal gain or party political gain, then there's a big problem in this country. My concern, though, is you can go to any SASSA grant pay per point and you will find people, elderly women and men, who've been spending the night on the street waiting for the SASSA office to open so that they can access services, payments that weren't made on time, etc. Recently, President Mashaba of Action SA was in Soweto at the Mapanya Mall, and there were hundreds of people who'd camped out the whole night in blankets on the side of the street waiting for the offices to open. So we don't see much care and compassion coming out of the Department of Social Development, and we would like to see somebody that has a long track record in that kind of service to be appointed as the minister.
Athol Trollope, let's stay with the cabinet reshuffle, but your party has also attacked the move of John Steenhuisen to deputy minister. Is your argument that deputy ministry or ministries have now simply become political shock absorbers?
Well, our argument is very clear in that I personally moved a constitutional amendment to do away with deputy ministers entirely. You know, I'll give you one example why. When the Minister of Police was placed on gardening leave, and he's still there, instead of using or promoting one of the deputy ministers to be a caretaker minister, we had to go and find somebody outside of Parliament in Feroz Khachalia to be the acting minister. And there's no provision for an acting minister in the Constitution. So this is all very peculiar. When it comes to John Steenhuisen, if he was removed by his party solely for his mismanagement of the foot and mouth disease outbreak, which is what Jordan Hill-Lewis said he did, then why should he be redirected to being a deputy minister elsewhere? If he's failed as a minister, surely that is failure enough to be removed entirely. But we've seen that it is a shock absorber. It is a position of patronage where somebody fails in a senior role of responsibility, is then redirected to a slightly junior role, but still very, very well remunerated. And it's a position, it's a mattress. I mean, former DA member Dion George says that he's been bounced out of the ministry into a deputy minister position and a nice comfy mattress to catch his fall. And that to us is unacceptable because it's paid for from the public purse. So why are we protecting people with the public purse, protecting politicians that have failed with the public purse?
Athol Trollope is the parliamentary leader for the political party Action SA.